Parents who have surrendered custody of their children to youth services are telling senators about their heart-wrenching decisions. Because of limited resources and lack of insurance coverage, these families can no longer afford treatment for a range of mental health and developmental issues. But there is a proposal that could prevent custody relinquishment. Mothers and fathers stood before the Senate Finance Committee to share what they called stories of pain, humiliation, and sorrow. Mark Butler has been outspoken about relinquishing custody of his son, who had violent outbursts and needed a variety of treatment. He's calling on the Senate to increase funds supporting who are known as multi-system youth.
Help figure out why this is still happening and fight for us wherever you can. Do not let another family who's already struggling, suffer the way that my family did.
A budget amendment would pump $18 million into this fund. The coalition of parents are also calling on more research to find out just how many families resort to relinquishing custody. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.